T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What was the mission here? What were you guys looking to find out in this analysis, Daniel?
Sure. So the Urban Institute conducted a rather large randomized control trial of 500 officers in the Milwaukee city in Wisconsin. And we were looking to look at the impact that body-worn cameras may have on these officers' behaviors, as well as attitudes with community members. So the Urban Institute conducted data analyses and community surveys to learn about the impact of the body-worn program, and I can start talking about the results if you'd like.
Yeah, let's talk about the major findings. What were they, Daniel?
Sure. So numerous studies in the past that have looked at body-worn cameras have been a little bit less rigorous and not have had such a large sample. And those early studies, most notably the one in Rialto back in 2012, found huge decreases in use of force incidents for officers who wore body-worn cameras. More recent studies, such as those in Denver and Washington, D.C., and also the study that the Urban Institute recently conducted in Wisconsin, found that officers who were equipped with body-worn cameras, their levels of use of force actually didn't change as a result of those body-worn cameras. The two groups were the same. We also, with that said, though, we did find that there was a large reduction in the amount of officers who were equipped with body-worn cameras having fewer citizen complaints. There was a 50% reduction in our study. And this result is promising, but it's worth emphasizing here that it's not clear if the complaints were reduced because body-worn cameras had a civilizing effect on both sides of the interaction, or because the community members were more reluctant to lodge a complaint against an officer when there was footage of the interaction.
And did you also find, Daniel, that when there were body cams involved, the officers conducted fewer stops?
Yeah, so the Urban Institute examined how the cameras affect the officers' self-initiated activities. So these are the activities where they're not dispatched or assigned to a call for service from a community member. And we found that overall, there was no impact on the total amount of officer-initiated activities, but we did find that there was a decrease in the number of subject stops they conducted by roughly 8%. And there was also an increase in the amount of parks and walks by 23%. So these results really suggest that after receiving a body-worn camera, officers are becoming a little bit more hesitant to engage in the activities that could result in more negative interactions with the public, and are potentially, they're replacing these activities with ones that are more positive, such as getting out of their vehicles and walking the neighborhood and interacting with the community members in a more positive way.
Does that seem to indicate here, and I'm interested to know, you know, what sort of feedback you got from the officers, but does it seem to indicate that there's sort of a psychological impact that these body-worn cameras introduce into law enforcement?
Sure. So I think the Urban Institute did do interviews with officers, both those officers who were about to get body-worn cameras and those who have had them for a while, and we learned a number of interesting facts. Officers tend to feel that body-worn cameras are going to damage their work, mainly because they feel that it might discourage citizens from having off-the-record conversations. So beat officers spend years trying to build rapport with community members, and officers, before they got the cameras, felt that they could pose a challenge for officers trying to collect intelligence in solving a crime. But once the officers actually got the cameras, they really liked them. They felt that it provided a new point of view for the community members to see how police operate and how they work. It's pretty common that when officers respond to a crime, they get there and community members will automatically pull out their cell phones and start recording them. So officers felt that this was a way to hold community members accountable, but also hold other officers accountable by having a point of view that's from their perspective of what was occurring.
Really interesting stuff. Is there anything else about the report, Daniel, I haven't asked you that you believe is important to point out?
I would emphasize that law enforcement agencies that are either considering implementing a body-worn camera program or looking to improve their program, they need to not only look at the underlying cost of the technology, not just the hardware, but the server, the necessary servers to hold footage and things like that, but they also need policies associated with how officers are expected to use the cameras and how supervisors are expected to manage the program. So one example is that departments need to standardize and publicly disseminate their process for releasing body-worn camera footage. What we've seen in a lot of cities across the country is that transparency and accountability, they can be really compromised when there's a delay in the release of the footage, because this can lead to the community raising questions or speculation about what's in the video footage. And supervisors, sergeants, they really need to train. They need training, and they need to train their officers on the policies to hold them accountable. So it's not just wearing the body-worn cameras, but it's how they use them and when they activate them and what type of interaction they activate them for. So the departments need to really clearly communicate to community members how they're expected to use their body-worn cameras. And the last thing I would add is just that it's important to remember and recognize that body-worn cameras are not a panacea for improving transparency or accountability or really fixing police-community relations. They're just one tool that can be used in conjunction with a number of other policies and interventions to actually have an impact on police-community relations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.